Happy Memorial Day, motherfuckers. For the No Rhyme or Reason season of the crap of the attempt by rap to push poetry into your trancy nap. So your brain is nappy and your head is crappy in that shit, man. So you're buying into the big fantasy that it really existed, that he really existed, that there is a G-O-D in your future, baby, or in your present. And this G-O-D has something to do with your country. Yeah, your country. You're too American, you motherfuckers. And there ain't no America, man. No. It's just this great big patch of continuous landmass that goes from one pole longitudinally to the other. And that's what it is. Sister and my brothers, that's what it is. And so, what is the ultimate sacrifice? What is that idiocy at such a great price that you gave your life? Well, it ain't been happening since 1945. So we're taking this funky jazz live. Because all the fantasies you believe in are contrived. That's the jive. Fantasy number one, there ain't no soul except the stuff that we hear on the radio. The true bleed, let me tell ya, and it ain't nothing coming out of the palms of the feet, no. So when you roll away the stone, you drink some coffee, and you find out that in life, no matter who you're with, rolling away the stone, you're always alone, and there ain't no resurrection. There's only genuine inner reflection and a consistent self-inspection. Because in reality, on the shelf, there is no self. Yeah. So get over it, man. So legislate as you create, create and legislate. And don't you be late. And don't berate. But I will be rating, yes, I will be rating all that which passes as good stuff. I will be rating it and berate it, because in the end, the big hit is that's all shit. The real turd. It ain't Birdman. It ain't Larry Bird. The real turd. Is that it? It's all shit. So you're gonna get, and the rest of us are gonna split, man. Gonna split. Happy Memorial Day, motherfuckers. Yeah, here we are in the heart of Thanatero Studios, and this is the voice of Mondo, Mondo Homunculero. This is the voice that you try to like, but you don't know. This is the tool, the ultimate tool. And today, my rant, my rave, has to do with this patriotic insanity. It's really not insanity, it's just erroneous beliefs. Erroneous belief number one, that wars after World War II were just and justified. And that those who fought and died in those wars died to preserve our freedoms. Yeah, serve and protect. To that ideology, I defect. So the abortion is your deportment here, my dear. I love it when some redneck bitch moves up north trying to become part of that paramilitary ideology. The community of impunity. And to the rest of you who think that capitalism is the answer to everything, it ain't the answer to nothing. It's a major fuck up. And we need to get rid of it. And that's what all these wars since World War II have been. A major fuck up. And just another capitalistic exercise. Because you see, what they've been teaching you for years. Oh, God, what they've been teaching you. It ain't about freedom. Liberty has to do, really, if you go back to the original definition, liberty most likely has to do with the ability of people to create businesses and exploit whomever they need to gain profit. In other words, it's not about the exploitation, it's about gaining profit and whatever needs to be done, because the ends justify the means. So today, many people are honoring those who died and whom they think gave their lives so that they could have the delusion of freedom that we're told that we have today. And that corroborates with the delusion that we're taught that we have a democracy. And of course, my obscene assertion that I continue to purport for your deportment so as not to deport you has to do with the obscenity of all the rhetoric spewed in the name by media, by politicians about this erroneous tag called freedom. That's right. Slap that shit. So all you poor folks that believe that these people who fought and died in Korea, and what was the end result in Korea? It wasn't a good one, was it? No, because you got a fucking dictatorship up there in North Korea that suppresses the rights and freedoms of their people. All in the name of what they want to call communism and socialism. And then down South Korea, you got a lot of repression as well. Yeah, oddly enough. So, I don't remember the number there of how many Americans died, how many citizens, U.S. citizens enlisted in the armed forces died as a result of Korea, and how many were drafted and died as a result of the Korean conflict, which wasn't a declared war. It was a quote-unquote police action. I have Stone wrote about this shit, man. I'm not going into it. If you want to get the down low, read I have Stone. Next we go to the Gulf of Tonkin. LBJ, it wasn't the way, man. It wasn't the way. You did well with the civil rights bill, the voting rights, but you did right with that. There's no question. And I'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. So the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a lie. And that got us very deeply involved in another police action. Oh, of course, it was to prevent the domino effect in Southeast Asia because they were going to come here, you old Red Scare idiot lying bastards. Reminds me of Diodato. Yeah, you've been lied to since you were in grade school, people, most of you. A review of the history books. There's this one American history book that really glazed over the whole slavery problem called The American Pageant. I think we had that when I was a junior in high school. God, it was a pack of lies. It downplayed the whole Civil War and slavery. The rights of the South to gain independence? And you know, that's where a lot of this comes from. Yeah, it just all comes from making money. And exploiting those of us who work, who have employers, who do not experience democracy in the workplace. That's where it comes from. And so, what have soldiers been? Whether they volunteered or were drafted since Korea, what have they been? I got the term for you, man. It's called conscripted cannon fodder. Saw about the faux pas there. Yeah, conscripted cannon fodder. Now, we don't have the draft anymore. Our military is completely volunteer. And there's a lot of individuals in there who believe in the Nazi crap that's going around today, unfortunately, and they need to be expelled. I have a friend we're going to have on this podcast here in the next few days or weeks who just got out of the military, who went back in at the age of 50 and went back to war. Yeah. Yeah, and was recon. And he's just an old former Marxist. Yeah. He's gonna enlighten us on this shit from his point of view and his experience, which, you know, it's all one animal experience until you get the collective consensus of everyone, which is very difficult to do these days. In my view, in observing all this politically, economically, and militarily to a certain extent, I'm not military. Never have been, never wanted to be. I was a conscientious objector, unavailable for military service. Because I do not believe that there were a lot of justified wars. For instance, the Vietnam War was not justified. It was wrong. And yet, the vets came home, and, you know, one of my friends, he doesn't know. He doesn't really know that many Vietnam vets. At least the ones who came home and said, hey, this shit's fucked up. We saw it was fucked up over there. Now we're home and it's really fucked up. And hey, let's get on the street. Now, here's with the guys that still believed erroneously that we had a legitimate conflict there. And what happened? Well, we lost. Strategically, we lost. And then what happened? We killed like, what, 2-3 million Vietnamese? How disgusting and wrong and criminal. Yeah. And I know a few of these guys that told me about their serial killer criminal actions or mass murder actions while they were in the service fighting this war in Vietnam. So some of them came home and were all bummed out because they didn't get this patriotic military parade because they thought they were defending our freedom and preventing communism from sweeping over us like an overflowing toilet. Yeah. It didn't do anything but kill people, make people crazy, make people just dysfunctional with post-traumatic stress disorder from war stuff. Yeah, it didn't do us any favors. So that war was bad. And every war since has been nothing but an exercise of military might by this country using our volunteered citizens, some of whom really believe in this patriotic ideal that they're defending our freedom and protecting us from an enemy that we have actually, in actuality, we created these enemies. And I know ex-military really hate Muslims. They really hate Islam. They really hate those people's lifestyles. Well, then, you know what? Here's the simple solution. We didn't belong there. And if you don't like them, it's okay not to like somebody's culture, but it's not your culture, and it's not your culture here. You can live here like you want to. That is one of the freedoms we have, is the ability to live the way you want to within the means that you have economically to express that. That's sort of a freedom or a liberty that we have. Oh, boy. This whole fucking thing is such a joke. Well, this one friend of mine, he's leaving, man. He's got a 2-year exit strategy. He's getting on a boat and going down to Ecuador. And he tells me he's going to help refugees from this country because the Nazis are taking over. Whew. Wow. Don't know that I disbelieve him, but it's pretty scary. The amount of people, I'm looking at this one, God, I hate to call her a woman. I look at this one person on Facebook who used to be kind of an actress and, you know, kind of like into the Star Wars, all this cool, you know, kind of cosplay stuff. used to think she was pretty cool, and she's a very attractive, great-looking woman. Moved back to Illinois, where she's from, with this weirdo husband who can't really get a good acting job. Well, he probably sells real estate now or something. And then they moved to Montana, and now they're in Montana, and she's spewing out all this God and country crap, and she's trying to tell us what a man is, when she obviously probably doesn't have one at home. Doesn't really know what I really do have a problem with most women who think they're an expert on what a man is, what a mature, full-grown, mature male man is. I don't think they know. I think what they know is something they've formed in their mind about that. Now, it used to be, with the decline of the extended family, when males didn't have mentorship to become mature men, it used to be that people thought that going into the military would turn you into a man. And then they came back from these wars damaged, injured, body parts blown off, poisoned by radiation, toxic chemicals. And were they men? No, they weren't mature men. Well, some of them were. I'm not sure that happened in the military. They were victims of the military-industrial congressional complex. That's right, baby. These days, we kind of know for a fact that unless something directly affects us, we're out of touch. The war, the Vietnam War, had an indirect effect on me and a lot of my contemporaries, and so we were against it because we knew it was wrong. Just like when Iraq came around and Afghanistan, we knew those were both wrong. Yeah, we don't like the repression of peoples. No, we don't like that. We don't like women's rights being oppressed. We don't like these terrorist organs. Terrorists. That's right. Hey, W, what about terrorists? You gonna put that in the painting for us? The terrorists? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're game over shit. Fuck you, W, you war criminal son of a bitch. Eat shit. Yeah, those wars were wrong. They've cost us trillions of dollars. There's been thousands of Americans killed, not as bad as other wars. The pandemic even erased Civil War death tolls. And here's coming. It's coming, baby. Don't worry. It's coming, man. It's coming. I got it coming for you. So what's happened in Iraq and Afghanistan? Shit, we didn't want to happen. Why? Because we didn't belong there. I mean, all you had to do was go get Osama, knock him off, and forget about it. That's all you had to do. And you did that. Obama did that. What was he? 2-3 years in office, he did that? It was his second term. I think it was second term. I don't pay attention to that. To me, it's not a historic milestone. Yeah, it's not a historic milestone. It's bullshit. So then what happens after that? Okay, so Al-Qaeda takes a little bit of a diminishing pause. And then we got the Islamic State. Trying to reestablish some form of fucking caliphate in the Near East, the Middle East. Now, what would have happened if we hadn't have gone over there and disrupted everything? Well, Saddam would have continued on with his shit, which, you know, he was trying to blow the fuck out of Israel and Saudi Arabia because he wanted Saudi Arabian and Kuwaiti oil. So, you know, there's a lot of theories on, I mean, Shinseki, I think, was right about that from a military perspective. But from my perspective, we didn't need to go. You know, if the people are not going to overthrow who's oppressing them, they're not going to do that. What's our role, huh? Most of this is always done for some form of economic gain. And in this case, in the case of Iraq, it was all about the oil. Now, how much Iraqi oil were you getting? Hardly fucking any. Who's getting most of that oil? Yeah, who's getting most of that oil? Here you go. Here's the latest stat I could find. China and India each imported almost 1 million barrels of crude oil from Iraq. Nearly half of Iraq's total export. China and India, making them the top buyers of Iraq's crude oil during the year. Outside of Asia, the United States imported the most crude oil from Iraq at 331,000 barrels per day, 8%. So we went over there, we spent trillions of dollars, we lost thousands of lives and killed hundreds of thousands of people so we could get $331,000 a day, 331,000 barrels of oil per day from Iraq. Oh, now, and here's the big news for the fossil fuel sons of bitches. Iraq's oil production, this is as of 2019, has nearly doubled over the past decade. Sure. Well, it went all the way down, and now it's partially back up. Now, my question is, outside of that 331,000 barrels per day that we get from Iraq, would not China and India have got their 1 million barrels per day of crude oil? Yeah. And so what happens? So one of the supposed enemies over there is Iran, and they're Shiite Muslims. And of course, we know that Saddam was a Sunni. And we also know when we look back in history that from the time just post-Mohammed, that the Sunnis, who were kind of the mainstream, but then the Shia claimed to be mainstream. They're both like sons or father-in-law of Muhammad. Therein started the rivalry and wars between the Sunni and the Shia. And so now Iraq has gone from Sunni, kind of secular Sunni, to Shia. So what did we do? What did we? Then all this had probably indirectly turned into the Arab Spring. Yeah. Boy, this was a complete debacle. Now, what about Afghanistan? Well, when we look at the history of Afghanistan, we can see consistently that interference from foreign powers has resulted in their defeat. Did we win in Afghanistan? Well, we kind of helped people get up on their feet, blah, 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 and killed hundreds of thousands, probably, of people up there who are innocent. We probably killed thousands of innocent people with our bombs and all of our bullshit that we pull off. And people died. Our people died in defense of our freedom? No. It was so corporations could exploit natural resources in Afghanistan. Well, you know, there is more opium now from there. I guess you could say, you know, there's some sort of type of a benefit. Not for me. I'm not an opiate guy. So what was the point? Defending our freedom? Was the debacle in Iraq defending our freedom? Is the debacle in Afghanistan, which we're supposedly leaving? I remain pretty skeptical of that. Defending our freedom? Did the Vietnam War defend our freedom? Was there a domino effect as a result of us pulling out, losing that war? No. Actually, Vietnam has done well since we got the hell out of there. And yeah, they're a communist, socialist country. Well, you know what? It's their country. It's not our country. And it's their fucking business. And that's what it's all about, friends, is business. None of this has to do with these noble virtues of freedom and liberty. Well, yeah, the liberty of companies to go and exploit anywhere in the world they want to, backed by an American military that has over 800 fucking bases all over the world. Yeah, I'm a little pissed about all this, and I've been pissed about all this since 1969. Yeah. So, on Memorial Day, which was really originally called Decoration Day, became Memorial Day, after World War II? It was all about decorating graves of those who were fallen. Now, big mistake number one, because it's 150 years old, post-Civil War. Big mistake number one came at the close of the Civil War. The South lost. They were traitors committing treason against the overall nation. And so what happened? Well, we let them, basically all of them go. Well, not all of them, but we let most of them go. In fact, a lot of them got involved in their local politics to serve at a national level in Congress. Yeah, these are fucking traitors. And this is the problem we have in our country. We didn't prosecute them. We didn't incarcerate them. We figured, I guess they figured, God, there was so much loss. And, that's what it was. There was so much loss. And we need to just, like, forgive and forget and move on. Well, we've seen the folly in that. You know, so that carried on. If you read your history, you know that that's carried on for decades and decades of oppression of African Americans who didn't ask to be brought here. They didn't come of their own free will. No. Yeah, and the textbooks that down in the South didn't support their true history of what happened. And we let these Confederates, these traitors, these treasonous pieces of shit go. We let them go. And that's why we have the problems we have today. Because they ought to have been prosecuted. They ought to have been pushed out of government. They ought to have been demilitarized. And the leaders ought to have been probably, if not permanently incarcerated, executed. I'm not in favor of that execution stuff necessarily. But we didn't get rid of them. And we could have. And we should have got rid of them one way or the other. Because, you know, as Lincoln said, the Union, preserving the Union was the most important thing. And the South thought that this was their way of saying we're independent. We have states' rights. We could have slavery if we want to. That's what it was really all about, was slavery. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Like Frank Zappa said, don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up the poop chute. And that's why we have all these problems today in this country. And this allowed the military, over time, to form bonds with industry and pull off the exploitation crap that went on and goes on in Central America and to some extent South America, so that the people, especially in Central America, remain oppressed. And so we conquered Mexico and took away a lot of the, you know, their territory, their supposed territory, which was really all belonging, you know, to the native tribes. You know, we decimated native populations. Disease probably did most of it, you know, like a lot of the literature tells us. But we decimated those people, and those people are all about the land. And yeah, they did have their disputes. They have fought with each other. They have killed each other over whatever. Mostly territorial shit. That's not a beautiful thing. But they were clean, and our European ancestors were dirty. That's right, they were literally dirty. They didn't wash, they smelled bad, they had diseases, they lived in dwellings with their farm animals. And yet, well, you know, the Chinese created the virus. Oh, yeah, it escaped from a lab because we were creating, they were creating, and probably with our help, biological warfare, which is designed so that we can be exploited and controlled by the government and by Bill Gates. Yeah. Yeah. So how's it feel with those little microchips circulating in your fucking bloodstream? Gosh, the shit that people believe. Yeah, happy Memorial Day, citizens. Yeah, I don't call people American. I don't like the America word. It's a misnomer. This is not America. This is a continuous landmass, with the exception of the Panama Canal, stretching from the North Pole, the islands in that polar Arctic region, all the way to South America. To the tip, Tierra del Fuego, where the Indians still lay in their dried out mud beds naked to stay warm at night. So, I don't ask for your pardon, I don't beg your indulgence. Or your forgiveness for being anti-Memorial Day. For what people think has been done to serve and protect them. Yeah. To serve and protect. Right. So that now the police are a paramilitary entity in most places. Yeah. I don't ask for your pardon, I don't beg your forgiveness. I'm not down with it, brothers and sisters. I'm not down with it. I'm not down with it. I'm not down with any of this weirdo. I'm afraid I'm going to be losing my whiteness, man. Because in the end and the beginning, from the inception of this thing we call a country, it's been about class. A lot of vested interest came here to increase their vested interest and their wealth. And they did it. And then they gave about 25% of us a cut in the action, man. They gave us a little piece of the action because it made them more wealthy to do it. Look what happened during the pandemic. Yeah, during the pandemic, the rich got a hell of a lot richer, didn't they? Yeah, Bezos and Musk and the other uber rich fuckers, they got wealthier. While a lot of us were static or lost our ass, a bunch of people are going to lose their ass, going to lose their place to live. Now, if millions get homeless and get on the street, what's that going to be like? Well, it'd be nice if we could organize and get rid of the rentier class. Yeah, I got people in my family that are in the rentier class. I'm sorry, folks. Got to go away. Need to take housing out of the commodity phase. Housing ought not to be commoditized. It ought to be affordable for all based on their needs and their income level. Sorry, folks. Yeah, that's socialism. But is not housing a basic need that's been exploited by the rentier class? Has it not? I'm not against profit, but not profit at the expense of others. Yeah, and that's what my friend Mike's talking about. That's what he's talking about, man. He's talking about. You know, Marx had a great critique of everything. It wasn't 100% right. It wasn't meant to be that way. It was an economic critique of capitalism. And you motherfuckers that think you know what Marxism is, you're more ignorant about it than I am, and I'm about half-assed ignorant of it myself. So I'm not really a Marxist. I kind of believe in a compatible mix of capitalism and socialism. However, as long as there's no democracy in the majority of workplaces, there's no democracy. And what is the way out? What is? How do we get out of this? Well, unless we stand up and really do something, instead of these ignorant fools that I see, I just so ignorant, don't know history, one. Two, think that the sun rises and sets in the crack of a capitalist ass and ignore the basic tenet of American business, which is profits before anything. Not just people, before profit is everything. So long as that is the pervasive mentality, the status quo, we don't have much of a chance, do we? Because capitalism thrives. It thrives on profit, and profit grows when employees are exploited. That's just the way it happens. That may not be the aim of a lot of folks that have businesses. There are folks that have businesses where the employees are paid well, given benefits, and there's less profit on the bottom line because of it, and the employers are glad to do it that way. They feel it's their community responsibility. On this Memorial Day, I put this forth to you. If you have an inclination. Recognize that the wars since the Korean conflict have not been of the motive to preserve our freedom and liberty in this country. Those wars primarily have been contrived for the benefit of the exploitation of those countries' resources for the benefit of profits. And that in the end, the people didn't matter much in most of those cases, but the profits did. Yeah. So when some ignorant fuck who doesn't know history tells me that wars since the Korean conflict were to preserve our rights and freedoms as Americans. Americans, Americans, Americans. They're wrong, man. They're wrong. And I'm not here to win arguments because, you know what, this is not the greatest country in the world. I don't care who has the greatest country in the world. Do you? Because I'm not there. I'm here. So I want our country, I want this nation to be good to its people, to not allow profits to overrule, to not allow the exploitation of labor, of workers, for the benefit of profit. No, we need democracy in the workplace. You're not going to get it in every workplace. There's always going to be entrepreneurs who have businesses with small numbers of employees who don't treat them fairly. But if we have legal guidelines to prevent them from treating employees unfairly, if we have an ultimate commitment to safety in the workplace, and I don't mean just physical safety, I mean emotional and psychological safety. And you know what? If you can't support that as a business, then just run the business yourself. Don't have any employees. You know, be a sole prop. You're going to make more money anyway. This is what a lot of people find out when they start businesses and start getting employees and paying all this extraneous stuff you have to be in business. That's what they find out. And so they go back to being a sole prop and they have good life. And I'm not against that. I think that's a great thing. So long as you're not exploiting others for your profit motive, I'm down with it. And what is capitalism? Well, capitalism is using capital or wealth that you have to create more. That's what it is. However, as we know, it usually results in the exploitation of our employees. That's what it usually results in. That's what usually happens, folks. And I support having public corporations owned by cities, communities, counties, towns, states, the nation, owned by public entities where all who have a part in them, which is defined by their public charter. So if there's public companies that I have a vote in and a partnership in, an oversight on, and a piece of the action of, if only the benefit of resource and service, wonderful. And I have realism in this. I know that not every business will work that way, and that it will take a lot of work to get well-functioning, functional businesses as such. See, the problem is, too, people believe in this God. They believe in this God. Yeah, right, there's laughter going on. People believe in this God that has a perfect universe. There's a perfect something. Everything's perfect. And then they base their behavior on a set of ideals, which are inhumane for the most part. So this is the problem. They believe in a fantasy, in a lie, in an unreality. I mean, it's a much bigger unreality than most that we think are actual realities, because I kind of go along with Dr. Donald Hoffman on this, that we have useful falsehoods. I don't think capitalism is a useful falsehood. It's not. And if you don't like me because I'm not a dedicated, dyed-in-the-wool capitalist, if you don't like me because of that, that's too bad. I don't care. I don't care if I ever talk to you again. Right. Why should I? This is a fundamental problem in our world that this exists and in this country. And if you're a citizen and you're not concerned with it and you want to be part of the exploiter class, you're an enemy of the people. Sorry, you are an enemy of the people. If you want everything for yourself and don't believe you have a community responsibility as a business, whether you're a sole prop or a corporation with thousands of employees, if you don't believe what I just said, you're an enemy of the nation's people, of the communities where you run your businesses. You're our enemy, and you must go. So what you sow, you will reap eventually, one way or the other. And on this Memorial Day, I tell you, it's okay to memorialize those who died from our freedom, for the Union soldiers who died for our freedom. Now, in the Revolution, a lot of people died, and we got freedom out. Well, we got a nation of a loose confederacy of states out of it. We got the Articles of Confederation, eventually a Constitution. However, the big blunder was the Civil War and allowing the traitors and the treasonous cretins to continue to exist and to try to forgive them while okie-doking them. Now, it's okay to forgive, but do not forget what they did and consistently bring it up. That's right. So since World War II, sorry folks, those people didn't die to defend your freedom. They died in the service of the military, industrial, congressional complex. They died in the service of businesses. Businesses that don't care how they get their profits for the most part. With that in mind, when you're memorializing, the only memorial there really is on those later conflicts is the sadness that it took the lives of those individuals illegitimately and with wrongheadedness.